Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Lili Nishmas, Sara Malka Bas Rabbi Yitzchak. We are in Misachta Nida, and we are in the first parak, Mishnayos Beis and Gimel. Now, in the Mishnah we learned yesterday, we learned that even Hillel and the Chachamim agree that when a woman has a veset kavua, fixed period, she does not retroactively metame. She doesn't create a tuma if she discovers a discharge at the time of her period. That is to say, if she has a veset kavua, it's not going to now turn around and say, well, since she didn't know what to do, we're going to go backwards and deal with all the taros that she had done until this point and make them tummy. So now the Mishnah is going to turn around and give us a practical application herein. Says the Mishnah, Ketzadaya Shaita, yesterday we learned that she's able to judge her time. She's able to assume that her time is enough. So the Mishnah says, let me explain it. Haisa yosheves bamita basuka betaros. What happens if the woman was sitting on a bed and she's handling taros? Upirsha virasa. She got off the bed, and then afterwards she discovers, whoops, I had my period. And she, at that point in time, it coincides with the time she expected to have her period. So he tamea, she herself is tamei. The kulan taros, the taros she was working on, and the bed, and the sheets on the bed, they're all going to be tar. Now, afal pisha amru, even though we said, metama me'es la'es, even though the chachamim said that she can convey tuma for a period of me'es la'es, a 24-hour period, in amona elamisha sharasa. When we talk about a situation where a woman does not have a fixed period, she does not have a veset kavua, and so she has a 24-hour period, she doesn't begin counting at the time she discovered the discharge, not at the time of the retroactive situation. She starts back at the time she sees what she's doing. Okay. Then the Mishnah continues and says, Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, Rabbi Eliezer turns around and says, Arba Nashim Dayan Shaitan, there are four people on top of the woman who has the Veset Kavua, who judge their own times, that is say, their time is enough, they don't go back 24 hours. And who are those four people? These are four people who we don't expect to have a regular discharge or have a regular period. And who is included in that list? Besula, a girl who's not experienced menarche yet. Muberes, a woman who is pregnant, for whom we don't expect the bleeding. Menika, a woman who is nursing. Again, they don't usually see dam. Uzkena, a menopausal woman. Semer Rabbi Yeshua says, Ani lo shamati ela besula. I only heard about the girl who never ever had her period, but the other three women, it's not so uncommon for them to see blood, so maybe we do need to go back in time. But the Mishnah says, "Aval halacha k'Rabbi Eliezer, la halacha we paskin like Rabbi Eliezer. We don't follow Rabbi Yeshua on this situation." Okay, we'll stop here, and Be'ezus Hashem will pick this up tomorrow morning. Everyone, have a fantastic Shabbos and a wonderful day.